Welcome to Art on Air, a feature on the arts in our community from Gallup Arts, the nonprofit arts council serving Gallup and McKinley County. I'm your host, Rose Eason. This week, a special coronavirus edition of our What's Trending segment. We're going to dig into the data to find out what we know so far about the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic on the arts and cultural sector. Let's start at the national level. In early March, Americans for the Arts launched a survey to assess the economic damage caused by the current crisis on artists, arts organizations, and arts agencies of all types, sizes, genres, and tax statuses. Over 11,000 responses had been collected as of April 7th. The bird's eye view is an estimated $4.5 billion with a B dollars lost total. To break this down, the median loss for arts organizations is currently estimated to be $38,000. 94% of arts organizations across the country have had to cancel events, and of course, attendance is down. All of this means significantly decreased revenue. At the same time, arts organizations are reporting tens of millions of dollars in unexpected expenses. With regard to individual artists, the numbers are, unfortunately, also bad. 94% of artists report lost income, and 62% report unexpected expenditures. Two-thirds of artists classify the negative impact to their businesses from the coronavirus pandemic as very or extremely severe. And I'm afraid the news isn't much better at the state level. With just over 50 arts organizations and 20 artists reporting, the total loss is already nearing $500,000. Artists are facing dire consequences. 85% are reporting lost income, and 80% are reporting unexpected expenses. A staggering 65% of New Mexico artists say they predict the negative impact of the coronavirus on their businesses to be extremely severe. And I should emphasize that these numbers are as of now. Most predictions are that the final numbers will be even more extreme. You can explore the COVID-19 Economic Impact Americans for the Arts survey results and get the most updated statistics at americansforthearts.org. At the local level, Gallup Arts' own numbers back up these data. We're currently projecting at least $20,000 in lost income from the closure of Art 123 Gallery, canceled events, suspended operations, and other lost opportunities. Factoring in the ripple effects from government budget cuts due to lost sales tax income and decreased oil and gas revenue, we're preparing for as much as a $40,000 loss. Despite this bleak organizational financial outlook, Gallup Arts is leveraging its business model to support local artists and is directing all of its fundraising efforts to come to their aid. 1 in 4 McKinley County residents make at least part of their living through the arts, so we know that when the creative economy is in peril, so is our community. That's why Gallup Arts established the Local Artist Support Fund. The fund will be making as many mini grants as possible to Gallup area artists in the next 6 months to help with living expenses. The picture painted by the over 20 artists who've applied in the first 10 days the application has been open is devastating. 87% of Gallup area artists are reporting lost sales opportunities, and well over half are reporting lost earnings from paid opportunities like performances or teaching engagements. On average, Gallup area artists are facing a loss of $1,200 per month in income. Well, this podcast has been kind of a downer, huh? I will remedy that right now. Here are 2 seconds of my little one laughing. Now back to reality. While many Americans are facing financial hardship, entrepreneurs, freelancers, the self-employed, artists have unique obstacles to overcome. We know local artists can use as much help as we can give them. You can learn more about the Local Artist Support Fund and donate by visiting gallupartsorg. Thanks for joining us for Art on Air. I promise a more uplifting episode next week. Until then, please stay well.